This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're a high effort group and they got some real players over there. We're going to have our hands full. We're working on a short week, so we've got that pushing against us. But just trusting the game plan, trusting our base rules, making sure that we're communicating and protecting starts with me. And again, just getting the ball into our playmakers' hands and just trying to make as many plays as possible, taking care of the football.
Base rules is the key. Josh Allen and the Bills home to Tennessee Sunday at 1. Imagine Sunday at 1. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Friday. On the line now, the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports, BetQL Insider, Sam Peniotovich. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more analysis. Just search BetQL Daily wherever you find your podcasts. He asked, perhaps knowingly, Sam, where do you want to start?
Well, I think this NFL MVP race is just so goofy right now. And I pulled up the numbers at all these books in Vegas, and I have the MGM numbers up. Patrick Mahomes is favored, and he's not even close to being the best quarterback in the league in terms of statisticals right now. I think we all understand he's one of the most dangerous players in the league, and I don't think anybody wants to face him in the playoffs. But here's a list of quarterbacks, guys, and I'm sure you've discussed it throughout the week. Here's a list of quarterbacks that have more passing touchdowns than Mahomes. I'll go quick. Baker Mayfield, Joe Burrow, Jordan Love, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams, Derek Carr, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Flacco, Andy Dalton. I rest my case.
18. What's your favorite name on there? Mine is Lawrence.
I think it's
got to say Dalton.
Caleb Williams.
Okay.
But Trevor Lawrence is pretty good too. He's got 6 touchdowns and 6 picks. He's not the most valuable player in the league, but what we can do with that is we can go down the board. I mean, Josh Allen right now is doing so much more with so much less, and obviously his numbers should get better with Amari Cooper in the fold. Josh Allen has 10 touchdowns and no picks, and his odds are double that of Mahomes. And I get that people want to bet Mahomes because he's awesome and otherworldly and all that, but to think he's the most valuable player favorite right now to me is asinine.
Would it be right to phrase it this way? Like he's sort of a placeholder sitting there right now?
It's almost like people just bet him by default.
Right.
Because of what he's done, but this is not like who's the quarterback that you want to lead you to a Super Bowl. This has been who's the most valuable quarterback through 6-7 weeks. And I would argue Lamar is more valuable right now. C.J. Stroud, Allen, Jaden Daniels, Sam Darnold. It's crazy to me. And I don't want to come off as a guy that says Patrick Mahomes sucks, because that's not what I'm saying either. But his numbers are nowhere near where they should be for an MVP quarterback.
There's no more interesting debate in sports talk than MVPs, because the word valuable is just so easy to different interpretations. And there's also, I don't know if exactly, Sam, this is how you feel, but we also talk to your co-host Joe Ostrowski every week, and we've all kind of been on the same page with this point, including Joe, going back, you know, well into the offseason, which is, there's no way Jackson will win a third before Mahomes does. I mean, the playoff success, you vote for this award, and then the playoffs happen, and you look back, like, oh. And that's why Mahomes has this lead.
Yeah, I think voters will hold it against Jackson that he blew it in the playoffs. He's going to have a way better year than he had last year. Like, be so far and away, and maybe he'll do that. But I feel like he's going to get dinged for last year's playoffs.
And he has the league's leading rusher, by the way.
Right, right.
It feels like it's sort of morphed into, and again, these are betting odds. The voters aren't saying Mahomes is the favorite. It's dupuses like us who are betting it that are betting Mahomes. That's what it is. It's not like the writers are saying it's Mahomes.
Right.
But he's 17th in yards, 19th in touchdowns. The only quarterback, how about this? The only quarterback in the NFL that has more picks than Patrick Mahomes is Will Levis.
Right. 7-6.
He's not the MVP of the league, guys. And you go back to his two MVP years. 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. 5,200 yards, 41 touchdowns. I'm there. I get it. Not this current iteration of Mahomes. But
well,
what it does is it creates value on other guys.
You're, of course, right that the betting market is not the voters, but the sophisticated side, which is most, I would say, maybe you'd not say that, of the betting market is a reflection of the voting. You know, like, that's what I'm saying about the legacy stuff
and,
is
yeah Jackson too. You're, yeah, right,
you're,
right.
The price is terrible on Mahomes, of course, but you're also like sort of trying to read their minds, and that's why I think like right now, all else equal, everybody's the same price. I would pick Mahomes wins, despite these stats, because his team is probably the one seed and whatever, you know, like they will want to give him a third, but I don't know. There are how many players? It's still only week seven. Like, how many different guys could win? Maybe 10?
Yeah, I would say 10. I mean, do we draw the line under Jordan Love and Jared Goff? That probably feels like the floor. The order right now at MGM: Mahomes, Lamar, Stroud, Allen, Purdy, Daniels, Darnold, Burrow, Love, Goff. That's probably where you could draw it.
If,
I wonder if Cincinnati could get hot, because
yep.
Burrow's been torching teams, aside from the game on Sunday. If they can get in and make the playoffs at 10-7 or something like that, I wonder if that's enough, because they had to overcome a lot early. They sucked out of the gate. The defense was horrible. Maybe that's the guy. Maybe Burrow at 18-1 if they can get hot and if he can get them in. But you're right. I mean, I think it's a fun conversation. I don't know that Mahomes is the best player right now in football, but we know what he's capable of when the games matter, and that's really all that should matter to the players anyway.
I threw the Burrow idea this morning to your co-host. Like, isn't he worth a shot for the reasons you said? If their defense stays bad, he can just keep lighting it up and everything else. But Joe then made the point to me that I make a lot, which is you better win 13 games.
Yeah, I'm thinking they got to pass Baltimore if he's going to get the MVP.
Yes, but they could.
They could, that's right.
I mean, Baltimore does have two losses. Sam, if I knew somebody in a state, perhaps Illinois, that or somewhere, that could place the bet for me, I know what I would do. I would bet Jordan Love.
Yeah?
Yes, 22-1.
I grew up in Chicago. I can text my brother right now for you guys if you want.
I've already reached out to Joe, but radio silence. But anyway, like, Love, he's missed a couple games. I bet Green Bay to make the playoffs when Malik Willis was starting.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Starting because I think the coach is so good. And that was like plus 170. And I know the division is strong, but is he really good? Yes. Are there undeniable weapons around him? No. I mean, it seems they're good, I think, but seemingly kind of interchangeable. I like him against Houston. If that's right, then he moves up and Stroud moves down this week. Houston was blasted by Minnesota. I don't know. Like, I think he kind of checks most of the boxes. And if it is the case that they have to get to the top of the charts in the standings, I think that's also possible.
So I'll just give you this, the quarterback rating stat, which isn't the end-all be-all. According to the quarterback rating stat, the best three quarterbacks right now are Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson. Jordan Love is 16th, but he hasn't played enough games. That sort of goes against him. But it's Burrow, Mayfield, Jackson, Jaden Daniels. Those are the top four. And look, guys, Baker Mayfield leads the league with 15 touchdowns and 5 picks. But I think Bulldog, you said it best. You basically have to be the best player on a good team. I think.
Yeah.
I can't get with Baker. He gets Jackson on Monday night. He's almost never beaten him. So maybe that would probably go a long way.
If he shows out with those stats in a Monday night game, it might be, and they get to 5-2, maybe it'll be time to take them a little more seriously than they've been taken.
If he out-duels Jackson.
Right.
A game like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Sam Panayotovich, our guest from BetQL Daily. Bills 9.5-point favorite, the chalk of the week. Are you with them, or what do you think?
No, I avoided the telemarketer trying to sell me knives. I avoided the solar guy at the door trying to give me panels. Like, that's the thing. Like, oh, like, that's a big number. Oh, let me take 9.5. And then you look up in the first quarter and Buffalo's up 14-0. And you're like, oh, I'm so glad I bought these knives that aren't sharp. So I avoided it. I also saw this come across in the last, 30 minutes or so, that Will Levis is questionable for week number seven. So does that mean, is it Mason Rudolph potentially at quarterback? That would make me like it more, but not enough to go against Buffalo. I did look at this. We have to bet Amari Cooper touchdown, right?
Yes. I say yes. I did a FanDuel spot right before you came on and said, hey, let's get nuts and mix in an Amari Cooper touchdown. It's for home game, sun's out, let's go.
So he's 2-1. The best price on Cooper is 2-1. The worst price is plus 140. Obviously, get the best number. Don't bet 10 at 140. Bet 10 at 2-1. They got to get him the ball. And I did see that clip where Allen threw the ball into the stands away, and Cooper goes up and plucks it with one hand. And I'm thinking, that'll work. That'll work on the field. I think that's the move. I think Amari Cooper is going to score a touchdown in the game. I am not taking the points, though, with Tennessee. I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb.
Interesting. Yeah, that's from when he played for Cleveland, and the Bills and Browns played in Detroit, of course.
Right.
And that one throwaway ended up being one-hand grab by Cooper. So how about a best bet for week seven, Sam, league-wide, and then we'll talk college quickly.
Yeah, so I do like Green Bay. I laid 2.5 with the Packers with your guy Jordan Love. I think the Texans are so overvalued. And then I took 3 with the Dolphins. So I got Green Bay minus 2.5, the Dolphins plus 3, and in college I'm taking 4 with Illinois. I find no reason to lay points with Michigan and Sharon Moore on the road. And you know, guys, they're very excited for their third quarterback in 8 weeks in Ann Arbor. Oh, yeah, very excited for Jack Tuttle. It's the third quarterback in 8 weeks. Give me a break.
That can't be good. What do you think of Florida State, for the first time in its history, I read, being an underdog tonight at Duke?
Ooh, if you fly, I'll fly. I'm in if you are.
For Florida State, plus 3?
Yeah. All right. I mean, it's not Duke. I'm not laying points with Duke, but the question is, can we take the Noles plus three?
I mean, I could do anything, so you tell me if you think it's crazy. You don't sound like you think it's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy. So the two games I circled tonight are Florida State, and I think Oregon is going to win 49-10 against Purdue. Purdue is atrocious.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of points. It's a lot of points till you're down 28-0 at half
right.
in Lafayette.
Yeah, another great rivalry game, Oregon and
I
Purdue.
Know, yeah, nothing gets Oregon going like flying to Indiana to play Purdue, huh?
Oh, I'm sure you're right. All right, Sam, any questions for us?
I need to know who's going to beat the Bills in the AFC East. Who's it going to be?
Wait, beat, you mean
in the division?
For the division?
Yeah, is anybody catching
no.
them? I think the answer is no.
No.
I think the Jets could.
I think the Jets are dead.
Really? I think they're a dumpster fire.
Yeah, dead. That's why. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not giving up yet on that. Yeah. I've liked it all year, and
we've been at odds all summer about Rodgers making it through the season and whether the whole thing's going to collapse. And I'm still banking on collapse.
It's a huge result Monday night. What happened? But it was a very even game. It was a field goal kicker game, and if the Jets had gotten it, they're both 3-3 with Devontae Adams. I mean. I don't know. It's not that far away with 11 games left for me. And it's 5-1, isn't it?
It's just, you have to love, though. You have to love at this point in mid-October to look at the app and see the Patriots at 100-1 to win the division. That's got to be so awesome.
Yeah, that's the best. I love Jacksonville this week against them. I'm taking them in a survivor pick, too. I just think.
Oh, are they brutal? And I know the rest of the league can't wait to beat them while they're down. I know that for sure.
Second straight game in London. We lived that life last year. Bills went there after Jacksonville had already been there a week. You know, it didn't go well.
I could be out until 6 in the morning drinking all the beer on Saturday night. I'm almost 60 years old. I won't be doing that, but I could be. I would get up just to watch New England get their ass kicked on Sunday morning.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew that's the pulse. And you know what? I feel the same way. I live in Boston now, but I can't stand that team. I could never stand them. I never liked Brady. It's so awesome to see them be so bad and have no answers for it either.
I totally thought you were going to say, like, I'm not watching the game. That turned into I would never miss it.
Right. No, I would set an alarm to get up. I mean,
wow.
don't ask me how post-game would go on Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Just don't go to bed. Who says you got to go to bed?
In real life, when you won't do that drinking, you'll already be off the golf course in time to watch the kick-up, right. The game by 9:30.
Perfect.
On right. Sunday. It's going to be beautiful here. Sam, thank you, and we'll look forward to, well, I already am, next Friday's chat.
Me too, guys. Let's go Oregon. Let's run it up tonight. Run it up.
You're very tempting. That was the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Sam Paniatovich. BetQL Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Ben Arthur, NFL on Fox, joins us coming up in less than 20 minutes on the Bills' Week 7 opponent, Tennessee. We'll talk to Sal as well today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.